This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm privileged today that I get to bring you Beth Comstock. She's with us. I'm going to read her biography. Her mission is to understand what's next, navigate change, and help others do the same. By cultivating a habit of seeking out new ideas, people, and places, she built a career path from storyteller to chief marketer to corporate vice chair. Beth spent nearly three decades at GE until December 2017, and as Vice Chair of Business Innovation and previously Chief Marketing Officer, she led efforts to accelerate new growth, develop digital and clean energy futures, seed new business, and enhance brand value. Beth, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, Derek.
Everyone in every business, too. We went through that transformation a couple of years ago as an agency, and all of a sudden we took a dip and we looked around and said, uh-oh, where is our industry going? What's changing consumer demand? What changes do we need to make? Are we relevant?
Yeah, and what did you do? How did you navigate through that?
Brutal honesty about where we were at and accepting it and then looking at what solutions were. It was really, that was the mindset I had to have.
Yeah, I think that open mindset is part, that openness is part of the mindset shift. I'm big on feedback loops, and I wish in my career, in the businesses I worked with, I think the faster you get feedback about what's happening in the marketplace, with your customers, with your employees, the faster you're able to adapt. And one of the questions I came to love, it's a horrible question to deal with, but it's really important, is tell me something I don't want to hear. And often those are the toughest questions. You know, maybe your product isn't as competitive. Your customers like something else that you're not prepared for. Your employees aren't as happy as you think they are. You're not as good a leader as you think you are. And so I think those things are important, because if you don't have those feedback loops, you're going to, you know, be surprised by them. And so that's, I think that openness to reality is part of that growth mindset.
That's great advice. Tell me something I don't want to hear. And if not, otherwise they won't tell you and they'll disappear. And that could be employees or customers and demand. That great advice. How do you go about asking that?
Well, you ask it, but I think you're pointing out it's a process. I mean, you just can't go up to someone and say, tell me something I don't want to hear. People, one, they got to know you're serious. Right. Two, you can't put them on the spot. You know, I used to see this a lot with the customer engagement work we do. I remember at one point we gravitated toward Net Promoter Score, which I think is helpful. You know, would you recommend my company to someone else?
Right.
But you just get one score, and you don't get context, and you don't dig into problem solving. And I think in this age of data, I worry a lot that it cuts out the context. So not just are you unhappy, but tell me how I can fix it. And you have to help me confront the reality.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.